I'm Mariam. Today's story is set in the 1800s and is a watery adventure that takes us deep under the ocean in search of a mysterious creature. What can it be? Let's find out. There's a rumour going round that a strange sea monster is causing ships to sink. The problem is getting out of hand, so the US government decides to send a ship out into the ocean to get the beast and find out what it really is. The ship is called the Abraham Lincoln, and on board is a well-known scientist called Pierre Aronnax and his assistant called Conseil. There's also a man called Ned Land, who works as a harpooner. Their journey gets underway, but it's not long before the ship is attacked by the creature and the men are thrown overboard. They sink into the cold and dark water and then find themselves sitting on something. To their amazement, it's not a living thing, but a large submarine vessel. Someone takes them on board and they get locked up in a cell. Then they meet the captain, Captain Nemo, who tells them that they will never leave the vessel, which, by the way, is called the Nautilus. But despite being trapped on board, the men are treated well. They get to watch the incredible sea life through the ship's windows, and Aronnax writes down everything he sees. However, they must obey one rule. They must return to their cell when they are asked to do so. The days and weeks pass, and Nautilus and its crew travel around the world's oceans visiting places, such as the lost city of Atlantis. They fish for giant pearls. They travel to the South Pole and get stuck in the ice, and they get attacked by a group of enormous squid. But the men know they cannot stay on board the Nautilus forever, and they need to get away. Then things get worse. Captain Nemo attacks a warship. Aronnax, the scientist, who's being held on the vessel, doesn't know which country the ship belongs to, but is shocked when he sees Nemo sink it, claiming he wants to take revenge on the people who took away his family and country. The men know they've got to get off the ship, but just as they do, the Nautilus gets trapped in a giant whirlpool. Round and round it spins in the frothing water. It looks unlikely that anyone will get through it. But amazingly, the men emerge unconscious, floating in a small boat, and they finally wake up on dry land inside a fisherman's hut. What an adventure. It's one that Aronnax decides to write about in a book. As for Captain Nemo, we can only assume he drowned and won't be getting up to any mischief anymore. And that's been my story about his story. I hope you found it exciting. And will join me for another one soon. Bye for now.